This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Hi, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, okay, yeah, we're Facebook Live again. So, just to let you guys know, I'm going to be going on vacation, but I never take a day off. I'm like a real workaholic. That really is my problem. I know many of you guys have tried to psychoanalyze me, and I've heard what you think is my issue, but my issue is I work a lot. So what I'm going to try to do is when we get to the beaches of Normandy, if I have cell phone service, I want to Facebook Live that, because that's really, really cool. And, you know, some of the other things, I'm going to be in Amsterdam with the red light district. So I don't know if I want to Facebook Live that. I don't want to get anybody naked on there. I don't even know what to expect. I thought the red light district is like there's red lights and then there's like supposed to be like a lot of like, you know, sexy stuff, topics and stuff like that. But it sounds like it's like out there in the open and I got kids. So I got to figure out what to do. They're all excited. In fact, they've bought deodorant and shaved. I'm like not exactly sure what they're looking forward to with that. But I asked you guys yesterday, what would you like me to cover on my show? Not because I was really, you know, trying to slack off and not prep, but I'm like, I want to know what you guys want to know. Because I talk about whatever I want to talk about all the time. I'm like, I'll just talk about, my IUD, but that's not what you guys want to know. Okay, so first, I asked for you guys clean topics. Jeff writes, you lost me at clean, okay? Kat wants to know what's going on with the Dominican Republic and those mysterious deaths. Kat, they think it's related to bootleg alcohol. They call it bootleg. So they think the alcohol might have been tainted. That's right now the working theory. We don't know much more about that, but they think it was the alcohol in the rooms, which is kind of frustrating because you go to these places for all-inclusive to get the alcohol and, you know, enjoy yourself. And unfortunately, there's been multiple illnesses. So that's what they think is going on with that. All right. Steve wants to know if there's any credibility to this young Filipino scientist finding potential type 2 diabetes cure in tropical fruit. Okay. The anthocyanins and the flavonoids and things like that in fruit and certain fruits are helpful with insulin sensitivity. I don't think she found a cure. I think the potential could be there, but basically there's this fruit. I think it was called the Jamaica fruit. I have to double check it. And this certain fruit, I think they called it Jamaica berry, apparently had a lot of the anthocyanins and flavonoids and antioxidants that seemed to increase insulin sensitivity. It doesn't mean we're at any place for a cure for diabetes. We've talked about diabetes, and I could talk about that again. In fact, maybe I'll do that on the next segment. I'll talk about diabetes as it depends if we get calls coming in. Scott wants me to talk about cannabidiol. We've talked about cannabidiol a lot. Not going to be able to do it that quickly in 30 seconds, but basically it's a great topic. And so I try to almost every week talk about it. A lot of good things coming around the bend with it. The Israelis and a lot of other countries, their researchers are trying to extract the THC, the psychedelic component, hallucinogenic component, euphoric component of marijuana. So we could use CBD more medicinally. Epidiolex is what we have right now that's FDA approved to help with seizures, but only certain seizure disorders like Dravet and some severe seizure disorders. So it's cool stuff. A lot of things come around the bend with CBD. However, there is a possible potential for tolerance and dependence, even with CBD, not just the THC. We don't have a way to reproduce it. We need, in a way, pharmaceutical companies kind of get involved and produce it and quantitate it, because I can't just say to go get a random CBD oil. So that's kind of where we are with that. Natural cures for high blood pressure. All right, that's a good one. First of all, to lower your high blood pressure, lower your blood pressure, you got to avoid caffeine, you got to avoid alcohol, you got to avoid smokes, you got to avoid crack, any stimulants. You got to exercise. Exercise will naturally lower your blood pressure. Exercise is great. Eating a healthy diet, cutting stress. They say dark chocolate can help lower your blood pressure. My blood pressure has always been low, and because I love chocolate, but it's got to be the dark, you know, not very sugary, yummy, creamy milk-tasting chocolate. And then certain berries and things like that. But for the most part, we've talked about blood pressure. A lot of times with blood pressure, it's very genetic. You know, it could be your artery stiffening or your heart rate kind of running high. You have a more ability for sodium retention. By the way, eating potassium-rich foods really helps lower the blood pressure too, like bananas. Eating potassium-rich foods is, like, fantastic for your heart. Period. So, and then you have your angiotensin renin system that can sometimes just start spiking when you're older, which is why we have different medicines for the heart rate beta blockers, for the stiffening of the arteries, calcium channel blockers, for this angiotensin renin system spike, ACE inhibitors, and ARBs. So, a lot of cool stuff out there with that. In terms of natural, you gotta exercise, gotta cut the weight, cut the salt, cut the alcohol, cut the smokes. All right, Dina, we really are what we eat. Yeah, I agree with that. We are what we eat. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I can't really expand on that much. Rima wants me to talk about kids drowning. I will talk about that. Rima, oh, I love Rima because I love her and her dad. Her dad, Dr. Shpajikov, did my colonoscopy. You guys see him in all the pictures. Rima's a gastroenterologist in Los Angeles. And so kids drowning, very, very huge. I think I'm going to be talking about that later this hour. I also wrote an article. It's on my Twitter and on my Facebook, too. Verge, I don't get Neapolitan ice cream. I agree with you, Virgin Man. I agree. Bubonic plague in L.A., we've talked about that, but I'll talk about that again. Chris, thank you. Tim wants me to talk about how I drank pee the other day. No, we're not going to talk about that because it wasn't by choice. It was like trying to prove to you guys to like stop doing that because, you know, drinking pee is stupid. And then Scott Gray wanted to know about blood pressures, right? You know, above the waist, below the waist, leg blood pressure is usually higher. We'll talk about that. Daryl wanted kids drowning. Also, Robbie wanted me to talk about hydration. So, you know what? All right, we'll hit these as much as we can today. But thank you, guys. I'm going to try to make my show better. I don't know how that's going to happen. And if I can't make it better, then forget it. I'll just do what I do. I'll just, you know, be. That's kind of how a lot of us radio hosts do. We just be. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Hi, Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I give Jason a hard time. Poor Jason and Daniel. And then I mix them up sometimes. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a big topic we have, unfortunately, this time of year is drowning. I hear that three kids drown a day in our country. They drown a day in our country. This is 2019, and we're still grappling with something that you would think, with all our technology and sensors and, you know, gates and alarms and things like that, we would be on it, and unfortunately we're not, and these things happen. So there's a few things I want to talk about. I want to talk about how to prevent your kid from drowning, but also there's a lot of terms being thrown around, dry drowning and secondary drowning. And so we need to kind of talk about those because a lot of people don't understand what that is, okay? So basically, the CDC, you're going to see a lot of statistics coming out. I'll be just really brief. Basically, 20% of drowning victims are under the age of 14. So that was kind of an interesting statistic. I would think it would be like under the age of four, but I found this statistic. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, teenagers that can, you know, drown. And then you wonder about 80% of the drowning victims are adults then. So if 20% are under 14, then 80% are 15 on up, which to me, a 15-year-old is almost like an adult. So this isn't something to mess with. Don't be thinking, well, I don't have a kid, so I don't have to really worry about it. Yeah, you do. And then let's say you don't drown and you make it. You can still have long-lasting disability, brain damage, so it's some pretty serious stuff. So, I mean, this is a no-brainer, okay? Whenever you guys have the barbecue or you have the party or you have the pool party or whatever, the first thing you guys need to do is designate lifeguards, all right? It's a real simple concept. Now, if somebody knows CPR, great. If nobody knows CPR, that's another problem I have. I think everybody should learn CPR. I think all kids in school should be CPR certified and recertified. I think we should start teaching CPR to our 5-6-year-olds, honestly, and teach them how to call 911. Remember I said we're kind of underutilizing our youth? Our youth can handle a lot more than we think, okay? We need to teach. We need our youth knowing more about that. But one is make sure we have designated lifeguards. So the funny thing is, you know, I'm a doctor. And I always run into people who have some sort of medical training, and they're, like, really, really big on bragging about it. They're like, yeah, you know what, I got my first aid, you know, certification. I'm like, well, that's awesome. And, I mean, I get really excited about it. I'm not being condescending. I'm, like, really excited that they got that. But people are really, really excited when they have certification. You know, so you appoint them to, quote-unquote, lifeguard duty, if you don't have anybody else, oh, they will take that role and own it. So anybody with any CPR training or medical training or whatever, have them on, and then also have a backup because somebody always has to go pee-pee. So then there's somebody on backup. But just because there's lifeguard duty or whatever doesn't mean you could just get drunk, okay? You still need to watch your kids. And pools should still be enclosed, even if it's a pool party or whatever, or even if you don't have a party. All pools should be enclosed. The gate or the fence has to be about 4 to 5 feet high, all right? It should self-close and self-latch. If your pool has a fence, you got to be aware that people over, right, like during the party or whatever, will leave it open. So there's got to be a rule, okay? And then any kiddie pools or ice buckets, a lot of us have beer and drinks in an ice bucket. Well, little kids fall into that. You know, daddies will be like, okay, son, go get me a beer. Everybody loves having kids. Go and get them a beer. Or go make my drink. Right? So the kid goes, you know, and then comes back. But why is he by a cooler? All right? You know, these kids can fall into them. So don't keep your guard down. Now, all children have to be within an arm's reach of the grown-up. So you might be sitting there sunning on the lawn chair, and your 4, 5, 7-year-old is in the pool bouncing around. You need to be about an arm's length. You better be on the cool deck, not in the back somewhere. Okay? You have got to be within arm's reach. Okay? Seconds count. Then you got to make sure you're not distracted. If somebody's talking to you about something that you don't even want to hear, right? You know, or the music's really loud, or you know, people are like dancing in front of you. People always like to dance when they're in their bathing suits. You know, they're like, okay, this is like a way I could be half naked and I could show my body. You're like, no, please get that away from me. I'm trying to watch my kid. All right? You know? Another thing that you have to realize is we aren't a movie. So whenever bad things are about to happen, like a rape or an attack or a burglary or a drowning, the music starts to step up. That doesn't happen in real life. When somebody drowns, it sounds like this. That's what drowning sounds like. Because the kid's underwater, you can't hear it. So all this stuff is going on. Meanwhile, somebody's drowning. Yeah, I told you guys about my nephew. We were like in this little wade pool in Omaha. And I'm sitting there, and he's splashing around. And I'm right next to him. And then I'm like, well, you're splashing around kind of odd. And he was on his tummy. Okay, well, he was drowning. He was on, most of his body was above the water. But his mouth was in the water, and I picked him up, and he was fine. But I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You were just playing 2 seconds ago, and then you start drowning? I mean, it happens like that, and you have to, unfortunately, be there to know that. All right? So now, We talked about CPR. Getting CPR is not that expensive. Okay, learning CPR. Right? And don't teach yourself online. Yeah, I don't mind you educating yourself, but don't think that qualifies you, you know, or can substitute appropriately. You want to make sure you guys get trained. That's crucial. Okay, so now dry drowning and secondary drowning. So dry drowning is very interesting. So the term dry drowning is when somebody splashed around the water, screwed around, and then the water hits the vocal cords. And then it starts to cause like a laryngospasm. And then you have trouble catching your breath and your airway starts to close. And the reason why this happens, because they're like, okay, what's wrong with you if that happens? Well, the body doesn't want cool water in the lungs. So once it starts seeing that water's coming, it tries to stop it and block it so you don't get any more water. The only problem is you might not be getting air either. So that is called dry drowning, where it's a little bit of water that starts to trigger that reaction, and then you start getting hypoxia, you start to get nervous, you start to panic, and then unfortunately you don't breathe either, you don't recover from it, and then unfortunately you can pass out. Now, secondary drowning. Secondary drowning is different. Secondary drowning, this scares the hell out of any of us parents, man or grown-up. So you were screwing around, horse-playing in the pool, and you got some water into your lungs. And, you know, you coughed it up, and, you know, dad hit you on the back to get the water out. How many of us have, you know, got water down the wrong pipe, okay? It's happened to all of us. The problem is later that day or later that night, you start building an inflammatory reaction to that water that got into your lungs, and now you seep more inflammatory fluid in there, and then now your lungs starts getting inflamed, and now you start to get an effusion, and now you can't exchange oxygen. Secondary drowning is where you are hours, maybe even days, out of the pool. Parents are like, what the heck is wrong with you? They don't know what's wrong. Their kid's coughing, kid can't breathe, and so secondary drowning has already taken the lives of a few kids already in the United States. So that's something that just scares the heck. So if, you know, what does dry drowning or secondary drowning look like? Well, they might have cough, they might have chest pain, they might have some difficulty breathing. Some of them may have shoulder or neck pain. That's very interesting. If your kid, after swimming or a couple days later, says my shoulder or neck hurts, that could be a referred pain from the diaphragm because there's fluid and effusion that went. Okay, so you got your lungs, right? You got your lungs, then you got the diaphragm separating the pleural cavity from the abdominal cavity. Look at me teach you guys. Look at that. Getting all doctor-ish. All right, so you got this diaphragm here, right? Yeah, no, that's the one birth control I've never used. I've never used a diaphragm. But anyway, we're talking about the diaphragm in the chest cavity. And so when the lungs are here sitting like basically on the diaphragm and you got fluid, it could kind of tickle something in the diaphragm, and then you got your phrenic nerve that could cause referred pain up to the shoulder or neck. So that's kind of a little anatomy there. It's all I remember from medical school. Don't ask me anything else. All right. The kids or the adult could be confused, could be irritable, behavior changes, fatigue, difficulty speaking. And I wrote all this down, so this is on my Facebook and on my Twitter. So check it out. So basically, no horseplay. Okay, my kids wrestle all the time in the pool in the jacuzzi. It's so stupid because they can hit their head. And I yell. I'm like, stop it! But they don't listen to me. And the neighbors hear me yell all the time. Like, all the neighbors hear me yell. So, no horseplay. Never swim alone. I don't care if you're just doing a workout. Never swim alone. My son does that. My son will just go and swim alone. I'm like, no, you need mommy there.
I don't need mom.
You know, I'm like, yeah, you need your mama there. All right? And then make sure there's appropriate lifeguards. Don't be a lifeguard if you're not a lifeguard, but, you know, you can do that little lifeguard rule if you have a little house party. All right, guys, and try to have a safe and healthy summer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Bring your questions on, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's discussing his thinking before he called off retaliatory airstrikes against Iran, saying during an interview for NBC's Meet the Press that'll be running on Sunday that he had a plan ready to go that was subject to his approval, but he pulled back after military officials told him there'd be about 150 Iranian deaths at the three areas that were going to be targeted in Iran. The president saying he didn't think it was proportionate to Iran having shot down an unmanned drone. Still, Democrats, some of them, are criticizing the president for having considered retaliatory military action at all.
What President Trump is doing is destabilizing the region, putting America and our interests at risk by being so disruptive.
That's Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
But we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we also cover, regular headlines that we don't cover just all medical because, you know, this is a news show. And so one of the biggest headlines that's right now circulating is how Trump has called off a retaliatory Iran attack. It was barely 10 minutes before the strike is what we're being told. He made a calculated decision to not attack. And I guess he's been quoted as saying we are cocked and loaded to retaliate after Iran downed one of our drones. And this was in a tweet thread. I love how the president is able to just in real time communicate with reporters, right, in his own words, you know, and as long as nobody's messing with his tweets. I still don't know. I don't know if he's the one tweeting or if he has somebody else send the tweet. I mean, I just don't. Excuse me, I just don't see him doing the tweeting. I don't know. I think a lot of them are his idea, but I don't think it's all his verbiage. That's just me. But anyway, apparently the president said he was cocked and loaded. I thought the term was locked and loaded, but I get it. Okay, so cocked and loaded to retaliate with plans at three sites. But then he reverses course after asking military leaders about how many would be killed. And so he wrote, I asked how many will die. 150 people, sir, was the answer from the general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. Not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. I am in no hurry. Our military is rebuilt, new and ready to go. By far the best of the world. Sanctions are biting and more added last night. Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA and not against the world. All right. So, apparently there's already existing sanctions for their banking and energy sectors, etc. And a source had confirmed to Fox News earlier Friday that the administration made this last-minute call. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, which is kind of interesting, is people with Obama made fun of him with that red line. Well, if they crossed the red line. And then, of course, nothing happened. And we're like, why did you make a red line? Make the line, I don't know, full of little toys. I mean, if you're going to make a red line, that means, you cross this line, it is the point of no return. And so people made fun of him, criticized his abilities when it came to, military decisions and, foreign policy. And so I was a little nervous about that with then President Trump coming into office, because if you inadvertently make a red line when you really didn't think it through, and then you don't act on it, red lines mean nothing. And the last thing we want with, these foreign powers who would love us dead is for them to think that we just bluff. You never want people to think that you bluff, right? Unless you want them to think you're bluffing and then you attack. So I was afraid, and again, I'm a fan of a lot of things Trump has done, but the one thing I was kind of fearful of is he was going to make a red line like Obama did and then have to go back on it. But you want to know what? Good for him for going back on it and not going forward with it to save face. If a bunch of people would die compared to what we had with our drone, I think he might have made the right decision. The only problem is we need to be very, very careful about certain threats. And, a lot of times our enemies will barricade themselves or hide out in schools or, places where there's civilians because they know America does not want a PR mess of killing a bunch of, innocent people. And innocent bystanders. So, bad countries will prey on our weaknesses. And what is the U.S.'s weakness? The biggest weakness we have is our buckling to peer pressure and public, PR and public appearance. That's a problem. I'm not saying we need to be a country that, bombs left and right. I mean, no, we need to be calculated at this. But, we look like we're at the brink of a civil war ourselves, and we're not. We're not at a civil war yet. I mean, our country has always been divided. That's why our founding fathers came up with the Constitution and made the Electoral College. And, they knew there was going to be a majority rule, and they knew there was going to be, abuse of power and things like that. So, I mean, ever since we existed, there's been controversy, do I think we're really about to be on the verge of a civil war? I think we've always been like this. It's just now we're very vocal and we hear everybody complaining. So it sounds like everybody's complaining, but everybody's always complained. People always talked about politics. There wasn't a lot to talk about because you didn't have much other news. But political news was big, so that's what everybody talks about. Everybody had issues and, you know, would, you'll pick one side or the other. Now look what happened with Vietnam and things like that. So people are passionate about, you know, passionate about politics. But where I come in as a doctor with a real affinity towards psychology and how, you know, there's a psychology with politics and a psychology of how this country, you know, needs to appear. We need to appear tough. And this move by Trump, I don't think, was undercalculated. There's a chance that all this was on purpose. There's a chance that what Trump wanted to do is let Iran think that we are ready to go. We are locked and loaded, but we'll halt. We have control. Maybe Trump wanted to show everybody that he is in control. And he could push a button at any time. And he is willing to listen. And he is willing to back down. But he is ready and, like he says, cocked and loaded. And so that might be his strategy the whole time. I don't believe that everything he does is willy-nilly or out of dementia like other news outlets are trying to claim. I think a lot of his, you know, tweets and his moves are calculated. Now, on the other end, there are some people that wing it. And when they wing it, they just usually, their instincts are right. And so on the other hand, you know, Iran could have done something, and he's like, all right, we're going after him. Let them know we're not going to just sit there in meetings. Yeah, their retaliation's coming. And, you know, and then he's like, all right, well, we're going to retaliate, but we'll figure it out. Yeah, is that the most strategic? I don't know. You know, but well, the one thing I can say is I think Iran and other countries are more scared of Trump and the USA than they've been scared of our previous predecessors. I just think so. You know, I mean, many, you know, politicians, you know, they look like a suit and they look like, well, you know, there's generals behind them and they make a decision and they'll bow to public pressure. Like I said, our biggest weakness is that we bow to public pressure. Well, if Trump doesn't care what the media thinks because they hate him anyway, you know, if the liberals are upset about Trump, they made him, you know, what he is today. Because once you know that you're hated, you have nothing to lose. His base loves him. So he doesn't need to try to prove himself to the people that don't like him. And his base trusts him. They go, everything Trump said, I've kind of, you know, it's worked for us. So whatever he wants to do with Iran, we're behind. So, you know, that's what he's got, you know, going for him. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been corrected multiple times calling Missouri, Missouri. I should call it Missouri. But I hear people call it Missouri. I hear people call it Missouri. So I'll alternate, okay, because I just don't want to do it wrong, all right? Like Arkansas, I say Arkansas. I don't call it Arkansas. I call it Arkansas. I've always called it Arkansas, so I hope that's okay. Minnesota, I say Minnesota, but a lot of people call it Minnesota, you know, like soda pop. Minnesota. It's Minnesota. But that's right, you know, it's okay. All right, tomato, tomato. But Missouri, can I do Missouri instead of Missouri? I don't care. Okay, I think today is a Missouri Day. Missouri has moved closer to becoming the first state without an abortion clinic. Apparently, the health department today rejected a license renewal for the St. Louis Planned Parenthood location. A judge had ordered the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to decide by Friday whether it would renew a license for the clinic. Reproductive Health Services of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region. Judge Michael Stelzer relayed the health department's decision Friday in court. The clinic will remain open until further court order. Should it close, Missouri will become the first state without an abortion clinic in almost 50 years. Now, the battle has been brewing for weeks. States across the country are moving to restrict access to the procedure. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic sued the state's health department for refusing to renew its license, which was set to expire May 31st. Stelzer granted a preliminary injunction that let the clinic keep performing abortions while state officials decided on its license. And so a lot of people are really scratching their head with what's going on because, as you know, abortion remains legal in all 50 states under Roe v. Wade. Now, that was a 1973 ruling. But over the last 6 months, is it? Maybe four or five months? There has been a domino effect of states going, we're going to reject, if we have any opportunity to reject, you know, or minimize the number of abortions being done, now's our chance to do it. And so this year we have seen amazing, response to, you know, the Roe v. Wade precedent. And Alabama bans all abortions, may send doctors to prison for life if they perform the procedure. Now, that law is going to into effect in the fall. It is going to be challenged in court, but from what we understand, the law's designers want this to go back to the court. And so it's not that they want to throw doctors in jail, they just wanted to get something back into the court system, which kind of shows you why our court system has kind of issues in terms of you have to almost make a law and have somebody sue or fight it for it to then be talked about again. And so this is probably one of the biggest moves yet. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people that are not fans of Planned Parenthood. There are a lot of people that are fans of Planned Parenthood, all right? But there are many people that aren't. They think they're too powerful, get way too much taxpaying dollars. And that is something that we never really officially, I thought, agreed upon. If people say abortion is a legal procedure, legal, in the United States, nobody really kind of discussed, well, what's the constitutionality of forcing people who think it's a sin to pay for it? And for those of us who are religious that think that the baby is a life, you know, we don't want to be in a quote-unquote Sodom and Gomorrah where we are allowing, you know, the death of fetuses and on our dime. So it's a, but then on the other end, we don't want to be in a society. I'm not saying we, I'm saying on the flip side, we don't want to have government say, look, you know, you have to carry the baby, you have to do this, you have to do this, and be in our lives to that degree. So what takes precedence? Does the fetus's life have rights? I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to look at this again, if Roe v. Wade put an end to that or not, but does a fetus, an unborn child, have rights? Right now, how the country looks at it is if it's not born, and the mom is the only thing allowing that baby to live, the mom has the choice for the fetus. That's the way it is. Some people agree with that, some people don't. And so, do we need to protect the lives of fetuses? Now, having had a friend who was the result of her mom being raped, she's actually, it's interesting, she's pro-choice, but she says, and thank God my mom didn't, you know, abort me. I'm like, I know, you're here. Yeah, as I mean, these fetuses grow up, there's probably, you could be married to somebody who, you know, doesn't realize this, but mom wanted to abort him, but didn't because, you know, decided not to at the time, or maybe it was illegal or whatever, and that's who you're married to now, husband or wife. I mean, so it's, you know, it's not an easy subject. It's not easy to tackle. But what's the landscape going to look like? if states go not on our dime and not in our state, we don't kill babies here, where do women go? What do? Well, I believe there are always going to be some states that are going to offer abortion. But I'm hoping, rather than a back and forth with the Roe v. Wade, I'm hoping we start to move our focus on, and I've discussed this before on the show, why we have so many women getting pregnant when they don't want to. Why do we have so many unwanted pregnancies? Notwithstanding rape and incest, we're talking about, you know, just unwanted pregnancy numbers, which are still hundreds of thousands a year. I mean, is not that I want, you know, our country to work like this, but, you know, when abortion became very easy to do, did we see a rise? Now, remember, not all states report the number of abortions they do. Okay, it's a voluntary reporting from what I understand. But did the number of abortions rise or skyrocket once, or did the number of unwanted pregnancies rise and skyrocket once people realize, oh, if I just get pregnant, I could always get an abortion? I don't want to say that. I mean, yeah, we had a lot of unwanted pregnancies, but I don't think anybody goes into having sex wanting to get pregnant. But maybe we do need to think things through a little bit more. Maybe we do need to consider, offering contraception early on or easier means for contraception. If we keep forgetting the pill or people are getting pregnant on the pill, maybe we, you know, consider IUDs or the Nexplanon or, you know, a Depo-Provera shot, even though there's issues with all of those as well. You know, maybe we work a little faster with male birth control. And then we ask guys, if you don't want to, have an unwanted pregnancy, use the birth control until, and hope it's irreversible, until you're ready to have, start a family. But the abortion issue wouldn't be an abortion issue if we didn't have hundreds of thousands a year of them being done. And with hundreds of thousands a year, that's a lot of money. And that also really starts to kind of tip the whole ethics flag of, okay, whoa, wait a second, what are we doing? We've just tried an abortion. I mean, it is a heart-beating, living, being that, we end its life. That's very, that's very real. But, some people are just so anti-government being in our bodies and being in our decisions that they're like, well, I'll support that right just to keep the government out. But then if the government's going to stay out, taxpaying dollars need to stay out also. So it's not an easy discussion. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.